Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, do you like the fish? Would you like some fishing lessons? I hope so, because our gospel reading for today is really all about fishing lessons. First of all, Simon Peter attempts to give a fishing lesson to Jesus.
Does Jesus need one, you may well ask?
Well, apparently Simon Peter believes he did. You see, our Lord told him to do something that Simon figured no one who knew anything about fishing would even suggest. He told him to launch his boat out into the deep water in the teeth of the noonday sun and let down his net for a catch. Simon, of course, immediately complied with our Lord's command, but at the same time he subtly informed him, "You just can't catch fish out in the deep water in the teeth of the noonday sun." As a veteran fisherman, Simon knew, the best time to go fishing is the twilight hour, and the best place is any closer to the shore. In fact, he and his partners had been fishing there the whole night before, and they hadn't come up with anything at all. So it was highly unlikely that they were going to catch anything now under the conditions that Jesus ordered. Simon thought that Jesus should know that. But as so often happens, our Lord completely turns this situation around, and he teaches Simon Peter his fishing lesson. The no sooner had they let down their nets than they took in so many fish, the nets began to burst. Simon called the other partners, they brought the other boat, and they filled both boats to the point they began to sink. The point is rather obvious. If the Son of God tells you to, you can catch fish anywhere, anytime, and under any circumstance. Why? Because the word of Jesus Christ is backed up by his almighty, infinite, divine power. What Jesus intends to happen will happen. Consequently, when Christ calls a man given a task to perform, he can be absolutely confident that what he requires him to do will be 100% successful, because it isn't dependent upon his abilities and experience and wisdom. It is dependent alone upon the mighty power of Jesus Christ. When a man follows the command of Christ, his work is always a success. It always accomplishes what Christ intended to. And that is the point that Jesus is teaching Simon Peter. On the basis of this principle, so dramatically demonstrated in this miraculous chapter 6, our Lord goes on to teach Simon and you and me a third fishing